Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week in Dunstable, the undisputed town in Bedfordshire. The name Dunstable is derived from an early English word meaning not quite Luton. The 17th century mathematician and scientist William Bedwell was born in Dunstable. He was the first person in England to accept that the Earth isn't flat and that it revolves around the sun, and is still known by the people here as that loony. A pioneer of algebra, Bedwell corresponded with Galileo, who encouraged Bedwell to invent the plus sign, parenthesis brackets, and the equal sign, so he could end his sentences with an unconvincing sideways smiley face. The pressure of his work in algebra caused Bedwell to divorce several times, but he stayed friends with his ex-wife, which plus his Y-wife equals N-wives. After the First World War, the aerodrome at Cardington became the home of Britain's hydrogen airship production. On its maiden flight, the R-38 mysteriously burst into flames. Then the R-47 mysteriously caught fire and the R-101 mysteriously burned to ashes as it landed. Their test pilot, Archie Scott Brown, was downhearted, but cheered up when he learned he'd won Pipe Smoker of the Year. TV's Carol Vorderman was born in Bedford. Miss Vorderman left Countdown when her contract was up for renewal. She was expected to take a 90% cut in her £1 million salary, at which point she told the producer to stick the new contract up his vowel consonant consonant vowel. Before the war, Britain's largest car plant was the Luton Vauxhall factory. In 1940, the factory switched to building the Sherman tank, meeting the war effort's urgent need for more rhyming slang. Dunstable Priory is one of the few monastic buildings which survived Henry VIII's purge. Pilgrims today travel there to see the recently discovered relics, but they're not alone in saying a prayer at the sight of ancient relics. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden.